With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And during the month of May, Sam's Club has a special offer, active and former members of the U.S. military and their families. Join or renew and receive both a $15 gift card and free groceries, including free rotisserie chicken, 5-cheese macaroni, and gourmet cookies. Don't miss out. Offer ends May 31st. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Golf with the Masters this year at Geneva National Golf Club in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Recently voted Golf Digest top 25 Buddy's Golf Trip destinations in America. During select dates in 2015, play 2 rounds of golf and enjoy an overnight stay at one of their 3 lodging options for free. The perfect Golf Buddy's package. Take advantage of this special offer and enjoy time on their 3 legendary courses designed by Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and Lee Trevino. Also, be sure to enjoy their Memorial Day specials running May 22nd through the 26th. For more info on Lake Geneva's premier golf experience, visit GenevaNationalResort.com.
Tonight,
broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
3 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Blackhawks may not have the defensive depth they'd like to have, but Joel Quenneville not concerned.
I think we're fine. I think that every game's different. I think when you're not playing much, you want to play it safe and keep it simple as best you can, and we'll work our way through it.
The Hawks coach only played David Rundblad a bit over 10 minutes in yesterday's 4-1 loss to the Ducks in the Western Conference Final, but the defenseman was on the ice for each of Anaheim's first 2 goals. Game 2 of the series tomorrow night at the Honda Center. Jonathan Toews, college coach, headed to the NHL. Dave Hextall takes over the Flyers after 11 years running the University of North Dakota. And Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Final tonight, Rangers leading the Lightning 1-0. Meantime, Dan Bernstein reports tensions between Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler contributed to the Bulls' Game 6 defeat to the Cavs last Thursday night. Bernstein says at 670thescore.com the two guards both wanted to be the team's alpha dog on offense. Also, Nico Mirotic named to the league's all-rookie team. Timberwolves forward Andrew Wiggins named the Rookie of the Year. Baseball, John Heyman said the White Sox move to send Micah Johnson down and recall Carlos Sanchez shows they're serious about winning.
There's definitely a sense of urgency. Yeah, there are only a few teams without that sense of urgency this year. The White Sox certainly made the moves that let you think that they are serious about this season, and that clearly showed that they were. I mean, Micah Johnson was hitting about 270 when he was sent down, so this is a guy who was in their future, no question about it, but looks like the right move at this point.
Heyman on with Mully and Hanley. The Sox have won 4 straight series, entering tonight's game with the Indians. Pregame on the Score at 6:35. Cubs are the day off today. They're in San Diego tomorrow. And President Obama, now on his own Twitter account at POTUS, he's following all Chicago teams except, you guessed it, the Cubs.
Obama!
A known Sox fan. The Cubs tweeted at Obama's new account, quote, "We are fans of America, just saying," with the hashtag, "You missed a team." Sun is strong. Keep your car stronger. Bring it to Firestone Complete Auto Care. Their over 4,000 ASE technicians will keep it running newer, longer with maintenance, repairs, and tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the Score tonight at 6:35. Sox take on the Indians on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on the Score.
The Pirates were down to their final strike. Cervelli knocks them in. It's 10-10.
The fact is that when you tie the game 10-10, who's suffering? Schuster.
All right, Dan and Derek.
David Schuster cannot go home. David Schuster sitting forever,
praying for a run.
Yep, somebody, let's get a run. Boy, oh boy.
The inning is over, but this ball game continues.
I'm not good.
All he does is complain about how much time he spends at ballparks as the games run so long. I just love the fact that now there's at least a minimum of another half inning of baseball.
Lined and caught by Alvarez, and we will go beyond regulation.
I'm a real dope.
We enjoy Schuster's pain.
I think that's long-winded.
Because you're sitting at a baseball game. You're getting paid to sit at a baseball game at a lovely 80 degrees.
Yeah. A double play to end the inning.
Wow.
We will go to the 11th.
Cubs are weird.
We like his pain, though. In the minute that tight, we go, yeah.
Shoo. 10-10, bottom of the 12th inning.
Ooh. Those aren't boos you're hearing. The crowd is chanting, shoo.
Cubs win! Cubs win! Cubs win! Polanco tripped.
Yippee.
What a finish.
Wow.
God bless you.
5 hours and 1 minute.
All right, that's it. Good night. Gangbang.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
5 hours and 1 minute. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Yes, we do. We take an inordinate amount of satisfaction out of Shoe's pain. Yes, that's absolutely true. And I don't know how many games I've ever seen end that way.
Never.
I was trying to think of somebody just coming in and going, I don't think I can recall one.
Especially because it's set up exactly as the previous play did. He had just hit that same ball to the same guy, Matt Caesar. And
yeah, I don't.
I've never quite seen it. Nope. I was listening to it on our fine sister station, WBBM News Radio 780, on the drive home, and I heard the description of it, and it was the same kind of thing. Like, what was that?
What just happened?
What just happened? So we're looking at NBA coaches and history here, and Jeff and Roscoe Village has crunched a bunch of numbers here. So there have been 50 coaches that have coached at least 50 playoff games. Of those coaches, when talking about a decreasing winning percentage from the regular season to the postseason, Tom Thibodeau has the second largest differential. The only one larger, a decreasing winning percentage from regular season to postseason, Mike Fratello. Today's NBA seems to be gravitating more toward head coaches that are more of head of an organization types, able to delegate to others, understand the culture of today's NBA, and focus more on the organizational future and culture rather than strategy and teaching. This structure has made it easier for coaches with very little previous coaching experience to step right in and make an impact. The Warriors, for example, employ Ron Adams and Alvin Gentry in defensive and offensive coordinator roles, respectively, while Steve Kerr oversees the whole operation. Thibodeau doesn't even come close to fitting this mold. No, he didn't even let his assistant coaches do anything.
What did I say? Yeah, now people are starting to say, hey, not interested. Want his coaches speak.
As for coaches with previous stops before winning a championship, Rick Carlisle had two jobs before winning with his third.
Okay. He's a real good coach, like Thibodeau.
And your real outlier here, Larry Brown, won on his seventh NBA job.
Yeah, okay.
But he wasn't leaving because he was getting fired. He was leaving because he just liked to leave.
Correct. Correct. Also, one of the best coaches ever, is he not? I mean, they lost a lot of games and all that, but isn't he one of the best coaches ever, Larry Brown? Squirrely as hell and still coaching, but isn't he one of the best ever?
I think so. He's certainly proven it at multiple levels. And
Rick Carlisle, also a very good coach like Thibodeau, a very, very good coach.
Does anybody else have a college national championship and an NBA title as a coach? Brown got one at Kansas with Danny Manning, right?
He did.
And then he got one with the Pistons.
But he did that too.
But yeah, Mike Fratello, 17 years. His regular season win percentage, 54.9. Playoffs, 32.3.
Ouch.
So that's a drop of 22.6%. The next largest drop ever, Tom Thibodeau. 64-7 in the regular season.
64-7.
Think about that. And then 45.1 in the playoffs.
Wow.
Yeah, you can't keep doing that. And there's Doug Collins there, too. 52.1 down to 41-1.
That's my guy, too. That's my guy.
And a lot of people are saying, why not Paxton? Look, here's a guy that the Miami Marlins decide that their GM is going to say, screw it, I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. I think Paxton could. I don't think he has the demeanor. I really do think he could be a really good coach, and I was around him when he was an assistant, and I heard him as a broadcaster, and he really understands the game. He really knows. He could definitely do it, but I think he would spontaneously combust or he'd have a heart attack or something, that he would so die with every loss that I think, especially at this stage of his career, he's just not cut out for it.
I think that would get in his way, too. I do, too. I think it's so long a calling. I personally, if I'm in his position, no. I'm going to damn well hire somebody. I'm going to find that guy. It's not going to be me.
No, but it's going to be a proxy. It's going to be a partner. It's going to be somebody who shares their vision for everything they want to do. The other thing they have to do is fire Jen Swanson. That's got to go. That whole layer, that whole weirdness, all of the system that she has of going into people's rooms in the middle of the night to stretch them out and all the odd things.
Wait a minute.
Are getting woken up at odd hours for being needing services.
Like being in the hospital.
Strange times. No, it's just there's a lot of people talking about how weird that whole thing is. And then that's another part of the Jimmy Butler issue, too. Is I'm told that because Butler's not one of the Jen Swanson people, it creates another dynamic because she's working closer with Noah and Rose and Taj Gibson, and he's not even really involved. He's like, well, what the heck? Does she work for the team, or does she just here under the guise of the employee of the team but working for a handful of players? And you create these cliques where you're supposed to have a head athletic trainer who is the coach's primary contact for that kind of thing. And instead you get this other person who you don't know for whom she's working or why, and everybody thinks it's weird. So that's you. They've got to be done with that. You want to improve your culture. You want to get rid of the weird. You can lose the weird coach and get a normal coach and have a normal team, but you also have to have a normal training operation.
Agreed. You got to normalize a lot of things there before you start to get this right. And that, by the way, should be done with a new head coach. You should, I mean, if he's not aware of it, you should not burden him with any more of this nonsense than he needs. None of it. Absolutely none of it. And that, sir, John, is up to you.
And the 708 says, Hawk says Latin players aren't funny. Polanco just did his Alfonso Soriano impression with the game on the line. That's funny.
So Fratello is the 18th winningest coach of all time, 19th in games coached, 18th in all-time regular season wins, 667, and games coached, 1,215. And you remember it was those wondrous Atlanta Hawks teams where most of them came from with Dominique.
Mm-hmm. Well, but there was always somebody better.
Well, Boston... Yeah,
and then things didn't get any easier for him when it wasn't Boston's turn anymore.
No, it wasn't, no.
Then you had Detroit, and then you had the Bulls.
Yeah.
And next thing, Mike is back at his restaurant making veal cutlets.
He's 68.
Yep. 68. Did you ever go to his restaurant?
I did not. We hung out. We paled.
Yeah, because I guess, I don't know if it was still in business, but he had a place. There was some video of him cooking, and it was like he was walking people through the kitchen. I remember watching.
Yeah, he's a good dude. I mean, we had fun together, and I won't even try to find him because that's, you know, and I don't think his, a driven guy, but I don't see, that wasn't the problem. And I guess you could look at anybody and say the same thing. Well, you know, Thibodeau may kill everybody, but they couldn't beat LeBron anyway. They couldn't beat LeBron when nobody left. His entire membership had checked out, except for a guy that was undrafted, never heard of him.
You just want the best chance.
And a couple Knicks.
You just want the best chance. You want the best opportunity to understand that some games matter more than others, and he just never really
He doesn't get it, and I understand that. But I think your point is spot on about remove the layers of nonsense. Do not burden a new coach with the same crap.
Don't make it silly. And will you remind me something? Because sometimes I think of things, and I don't write them down or make a note to self, and I need you to remind me.
Yes.
Next time I'm in Waco, to be careful where I go to brunch. If I ever text you and I say, hey, I'm in Waco. It's a Sunday and I could use a nice piece of fish and a bagel. Just remind me to be careful where I go. That if I walk in and there's just a bunch of hairy guys in leather, that I'm either in the wrong place or I probably want to pick another place for brunch.
I don't know if they're all in. Were they all in leather?
Well,
every one of them in leather.
I
imagine them to be all in leather. By the way,
how about the efficiency of these biker gang murderers too? That they left the place looking like a Tarantino movie and no bystander was injured.
Correct.
No innocent party was injured.
Yep, nobody shot but them.
They wanted 9 people killed, and they walk into a crowded restaurant, and they shoot the place up, and they stab everybody, and they've
got...
Well,
they went from fists and knives to guns,
right.
Didn't they? They got the steady the diet going there.
Right.
Yeah.
And they picked their targets well. That's good murdering is what that is. They're just supposed to be really good at murdering. I haven't seen the metrics on it. But I think in a crowded restaurant, and now you're hitting guys in the head with blackjacks and tire irons. Next thing, and so they keep ramping it up, and nobody, everybody else could just kind of watch.
Yep, Jen Swanson was in charge of the wounded.
She went and stretched everybody out. Waited until later, the FBI came through, and then they're Jen getting them all stretched out. Everything's fine.
Everything? Are you okay?
Questionable for the game, however. That's Terry Bors, and I'm Dan Bernstein. The bottom of the hour, we'll do the second half. Joe Sheehan with some baseball stuff at 5. And why aren't you talking hockey? Oh, we can do that too. That's fine.
You're welcome.
It was a fun game. I just want the real announcers back. You have the score.
It's a pitcher's duel tonight at U.S. Cellular Field. The White Sox Chris Sale takes the mound against the Indians Corey Kluber. Listen to it live right here at 670 The Score, the home of White Sox baseball.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Let's play ball. It's game day. We want strikeouts, base hits, double plays. Hey, Marlins superfan Scott Stapp probably knows more about managing a baseball team than the Marlins' new manager does, because general manager Dan Jennings is their new skipper, and everybody wants to jump all over the Marlins. You haters act like Jennings has no experience. Not true. He was a high school baseball coach in Alabama back in 1985. Seriously, this is awesome and very Marlins of them. It's like they just drew straws as to who should be the replacement. The GM, the team president, the traveling secretary, the actual secretary. I understand the teams often want to hire from within, but you probably also want to hire somebody who's an actual manager. Jennings even admitted his own mother asked if he was crazy. If moms has to ask, then the answer is yes. I'm Jim Rome.
Like winning free stuff? Then you'll love Pingo. Pingo is a photo sharing app from CBS Local that lets you win prizes just by taking pictures. Download the app now in the iTunes Store and start playing today.
At Menards, you get the lowest prices every day, plus sales too. Right now, you'll find everything you need for your spring projects in our spring catalog. Add long-lasting beauty to your kitchen or bath with Mohawk porcelain tile. 13 by 13 inch Novella tile offers great graphic detail. A 13 by 13 inch Bella tile is a stunning replication of natural travertine. Your choice, just $1.99 each.
Save big money at Menards.
By any of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores, where you'll find everyday low prices on the parts you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any auto parts store's price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Robert Swice, your local country financial representative. Let's take a look at one of your Birmingham Barons, owning their future as they play to become a Southsider.
Baron shortstop Tim Anderson is off to a hot start in his first full season at the AA level. In 20 games during the month of April, he hit .321 with 13 RBIs, 11 stolen bases, and 9 runs scored. Anderson was drafted in the first round in 2013 and is rated as the number 2 prospect in the White Sox organization entering 2015. This is Kurt Bloom with the Country Financial Own Your Future update.
Thanks, Kurt. At Country Financial, we believe you can't truly help someone until you've got to know them first. So whether your future looks like early retirement, traveling the world, or planning for your children's college, as a Country Financial representative, I am here to listen. Together, we can help make a plan that incorporates insurance and financial solutions, all to make sure that the big league future you've been dreaming of is something you can proudly own. Find me and other local representatives at ownyourfuture.com.
Not all Country Financial representatives are licensed to offer all products and services.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
How has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 57 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Jennings reputation rides with you.
Did you find everything you need?
CBS Local's Best Of section has everything you need to look your best for less. We've got smart shopping tips and the lowdown on how to get everything from manicures to miniskirts for cheap. Just visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com and find new ways to take your style to the streets.
Here's your change.
Wow, I